Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to Matthew, the 7th chapter. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 1. Matthew 7 verse 1 says, "Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again." What did the Lord say? Don't judge. Why? Judge not that you be not judged. That's why He told us not to do it. It's why? Do you want to be judged or not judged? What happens when you get judged? Now, as we said before, when you hear this, most everybody would agree with this. Christians, church-going people, almost everybody would go, "Oh, that's right. Don't judge, don't judge." And the favorite thing that people remember is, "Don't judge me."
That's right.
Right, don't. Right. Don't judge me.
Yep.
Bible said, "Don't judge." But if you talk to them about a situation and you say, "Now don't judge," what will most people say back? "Now don't judge." What will most people say in most situations? "Oh, I'm not judging. I'm not judging. I'm just..."
I'm just saying.
"But I'm not judging." And if you believed everybody when they say they're not judging, then you'd wonder why Jesus said this at all. Because if you believe what everybody's saying, there's hardly any judging going on. But that's not the case. The truth is, there's judging going on right, left, front, center, and back. It's just folks are not calling it judging, and they're excusing it. But what's the problem with that? If you judge, you will be judged. That's the problem with it. And that's why the Lord told us, don't do it, so that you don't get judged. Keep reading. Verse 3, "Why beholdest thou the mote that is in your brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that's in your own eye?" Verse 4, "How will you say to your brother, 'Let me pull out the mote out of your eye,' and behold, a beam is in your own eye?" How can you do that? You got the ministry of mote deliverance. You got the gift of mote discernment. You see motes everywhere in people's lives and eyes. Right? And you believe you're specially graced and anointed to help get those motes out of other people's lives. And all the while, you don't have a mote. A mote's a speck. You got a beam. That's not a piece of sawdust. That's a plank. You got a plank covering half your head. And you don't want to talk about the plank. You just want to talk about that guy's speck. This is what He gives us to illustrate judging. One thing would cure all judging. One thing. Honesty. Honesty. If you'll be honest, you'll quit judging. The only way you can judge, or I can judge, is to be a hypocrite. That's the only way you can. to get upset about what they're doing, and to get all worked up and to speak negative over them about what they're doing, you have to act like you haven't done anything. Right. Come on, can you see this? Yes. And that's just not true. That's hypocrisy. Right. And when you admit that you're in the same boat with them, you've missed it. Well, I'd never do that. You already have. Spiritually, amen. You already have. But folks don't, no, I wouldn't do that. Now, I've done some things, but I wouldn't do that. That's hypocrisy. That's just simply not true. Verse 5, you hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then you shall see clearly to cast out the mote out of your brother's eye. And how many of you would also be a lot more compassionate? Why? Because you wouldn't be coming down on somebody because of a speck. You say, hey, that's nothing. You ought to see the plank I just got out of my eye. I mean, this is going to be easy. Right? You're not coming across holier than thou. You're coming from a position of, I was in worse shape than that. And God helped me out. I know He'll help you out too. In fact, go to Galatians 5 if you would. No, excuse me. It was chapter 6 is where you should go. Galatians 6, verse 1. What does it say? Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, who? Ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Now here's how you can tell spiritual people. Spiritual people, people that truly are spiritual, are godly people. Godly people are honest, and godly people love. Is that right?
Yes.
If you're going to be like God, you're going to be honest. It's impossible for God to lie.
Yeah.
If you're going to be like God, you're going to be love. He is love.
Yes.
And you can see that right here, can't you? If somebody's overtaken in a fault, say they got a speck in their eye, or worse. If you're spiritual, what are you going to do? You don't want to broadcast their speck or come down on them about that. You want to see them restored.
Yeah.
You want to see it fixed.
Yeah.
And how will you do it? How will you do it? In the spirit of meekness. Why? Considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. The truth is, if you haven't done what they've done, it's only by the grace of God. Now that's not just a nice thing to say, that's a fact. And if you say, oh, I'd never, then you're deceived and you're dishonest, because you've done similar things already. And this flesh of ours, you start yielding to it, next week it takes more. And next month it takes even more. And next year, and I mean, you start off yielding to the flesh, in just a few months' time, you wind up in places doing things you never imagined you'd be doing. All you got to do is just keep going. And the only reason it hadn't already happened to you is the grace of God, goodness of God, mercy of God. And if you know that's the truth, then you'll consider yourself when you're looking at them when they're down, and you'll go, hey, that could be me.
Yes.
And that's not trying to be religious. That's reality.
Yes.
That could be me. And so you're not going to come down hard and in judgment. You want to see them restored, and you're going to come across in a spirit of meekness. Yeah. If somebody says, well, I've done a terrible thing, and maybe they have, but you'll look at them and go, I've messed up too.
Yes.
Well, you've never done that. I've done similar things. I mean, if you know what to do and you didn't do it, to him that knows to do good and does it not, to him it's sin.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Whatever's not of faith is sin. Transgression of the law is sin. Got to watch about categorizing things. And you know, even if you hadn't done that specific thing, if it hadn't been for the grace of God, you could have took a wrong turn here and a wrong turn there, and yielded to this and kept yielding to that. You could be there.
Yeah.
You could be right there today. So you will come across, if you're honest and you love and care about them, you're going to come across in a spirit of meekness. Is that your desire to be that way and to do that? Now go with me, if you would, to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. 1 Peter chapter 5. I'm moving too quick. Go to 1 Corinthians first. 1 Corinthians and the 11th chapter. Then I think we'll go to 1 Peter 5. 1 Corinthians 11. Two big things if you want to prevent being judged. We just seen one of them in Matthew 7. What was that one? Don't judge. Don't judge other persons. And the second one is judge yourself. In order to not be judged, we need to do these two things. Judge ourselves and don't judge other people. And if we'll do those two things, Jesus said, and the Spirit of God said here where we're about to read, we won't be judged. Wow. Is that a good thing? Do we care about that?
Yes.
Oh, if we really knew, we'd be shouting hallelujah about not getting judged. In 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Corinthians 11 and down about verse 31. 1 Corinthians 11, 31. If we would judge ourselves, what will happen? We should not be judged. But when we are judged, now who's talking here? Spirit of God through Paul. Is Paul, when Paul says we, is he saying he could be judged? And he's talking to the church at Corinth, saints, believers. Are they a part of the same church we are?
Yes.
Can Christians be judged in this life?
Yes.
Now, you know, some folks will say no, but they're just wrong. They're ignoring all kinds of scriptures. In 31, if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we're chastened of the Lord that we should not be condemned with the world. How can you prevent being judged? Don't judge others. And what else? Judge yourself.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our Week of Increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.